Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to the Session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Do not be part of the problem. I'd like to believe that none of my listeners are really part of the problem. And the only way that happens is you get informed. I mean, you listen to shows like mine and maybe a few others. A lot of good people out there, truly, that truly really care about this country, care about what's going on, and don't care just about their wallets. There are a lot of guys out there that are doing this because they're going to be the next Rush Limbaugh. They're going to get all this money that they're there, that they have arrived, if you would. And it's just so not true. You know, you got to do it. You have to do this from the heart. At least that's how I see it. All right, I started down this road and I never finished. It was DHS Chief Mayorkas. He says, the border's not open. I don't know what you people are talking about. Last week when Kamala Harris told the illegal immigrants not to come to the United States, Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas, he reiterated Harris's message that the border is closed. Children and families don't need to put their hands, their lives, their life savings in the grasp of smugglers. He says, Harris's statement was a statement of humanity. Do not come. It is dangerous, he continued. The border is not open. We are not building safe and legal. We are not building safe and legal and orderly avenues to seek humanitarian relief under our laws. And we're addressing the root causes, which is the focus of her efforts. Marcus's comments reflected the fine line that Biden administration officials are trying to navigate. No, you know what? Honestly, they just want to let everybody in. They need voters. Do you remember last year I was talking about this? I was talking about how they lost, or have lost, the black vote, just a solid black vote they used to have. And the LGBTQ community also turning away from the Democrats. Because they're starting to see that they're nothing but pawns. They're nothing but chess pieces. They want your vote and that's it. One friend of mine says, you know, he says, look. He said, screw the Democrats. I'm gay, not retarded. That's his words, not mine. But he's right. They browbeat you into trying to believe that they're the only ones for you. They're the only ones that care about you. They're the only ones that think that they're going to do what's right by you. But have they? It hasn't happened. You know, I loved it recently when a bunch of Republican legislators threatened to start a third party. I'm going, go for it. You'd be gone. You'd be fizzled out in a couple of weeks. It won't last that long because you guys do not. They felt like they had the real, you know, Republican values. And they don't. They didn't, they don't, and they haven't. Any club that Romney belongs to, I want no part of. Really, think about it. Think about, I mean, God, did we dodge a bullet with Romney Ryan? Everybody was so excited. We had this conservative, right? Then we had the young guy that could be the next president. It's just amazing. And even they're all for, to a degree, the way they lay it out, the way they speak. Now, they're not saying we want open borders. That would be ridiculous now, wouldn't it? But the way they talk about this stuff, and the way they, you know, open their mouths and say, we need, when they say, we need comprehensive immigration reform, when a liberal or what have you says that, it is a total different word. They use a whole different dictionary than conservatives who say, we need comprehensive immigration reform. See, we as a conservative, I don't want to keep you out. I don't want to keep you away. But I don't want to open the floodgates and say, come on in, go where you go, where you end up, and come see us when you get settled. They want to rip down the fences, and they want to just let them pour in. Why should we have borders? We love everybody. Mayorkas said, that's not open. But if you really think about it, it's not true. Mayorkas' comments reflect the fine line the Biden administration officials are trying to navigate at the southern border. They're trying to distance themselves from the harsh policies of Trump. And no, they're not. They're not trying to distance. They're trying to, every one of Trump's policies, they want to shut down. Because, you know, they see that when Trump came in, they feel that what he did was he attacked Obama by shutting down and reversing all his policies. But in reality, the problem is that Obama's policies were terrible. They didn't help this country. It didn't help us first. It didn't make things better for us first. When he drives manufacturing out and oil production out of the country, how does that help us first? Look, I know it's a kind of a goofy example, but even when you're on the plane and something goes sideways, what do they tell you to do? Don't put the oxygen mask on your four kids first. Put it on you. You've got to have the oxygen to make it happen. You've got to be strong enough to make it happen. That's why I keep telling some of my friends, it's like, how do you give money to other people? How are you going to be able, if you're not solid financially, if you're not doing the right thing yourself, how do you pay the electric bill for somebody else? How do you fill somebody's car with gas who might need help, or maybe even buy groceries for a family in need? You can't do it if you haven't got it together. And that's what's going on here. We got to get our own house in order first, people. We got to make sure we can feed our own people, we get our economy rolling, we get people back to work, and then we can help others. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure having you with me. Don't go far. Eric Hallaby joins me right after the break. We're going to talk about where all this financial food is going to take you. Are you going to be ready? Are you going to be able to retire? You're going to have to work at Walmart for the next 20 years. We'll be back in a few minutes.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in a new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. This is Ralph Adams, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. The only way you do that is you get informed. You know, I always tell you guys, don't listen to me. I haven't got a clue when it comes to finances and all that other stuff. I mean, I know how to spend the money, I'll put it that way. But the reality, no, with all seriousness, you see these commercials, you hear these commercials about how they're gonna make things better for you, they're gonna teach you how to, you know, handle your money. But some of them are gone already. You've heard these commercials forever. They're gone already. And, you know, I'd like to say he's a friend of mine. He's been in the finance world for a long time. And he got into kind of the same way. I got into a few things. You get bit once and you realize, what the heck was that all about? Arif Halaby joins me, as he does from time to time, on the show. We'll have to have him on more. I'll have to have him on more, obviously. And Eric, thanks for being with me today. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Joe.
Yeah, want to try that for real?
Yeah, there you go. Thanks a lot. Listen, 25 years ago when I started in the financial world, the biggest issue was credit card debt. Everybody was credit card debt, and some reforms came in 2005, and some more came a little later. So as that whole process began to kind of solve itself, a lot of bankruptcies, a lot of people had to file bankruptcy along that way, all of a sudden the government says, we're going to increase debt. And different states have such massive levels of debt when it comes to their pension systems. If you are collecting a pension or plan on collecting a pension, you better be prepared, because they do not, cannot, will not be able to pay. There just isn't the money. Listen, they'll pay you something, but that's the goal for inflating the currency. You know, you had mentioned it, Joe. Listen, all the debt that the government, especially this president, what is it, we call him Beijing Biden? I don't know. He's been bought and paid for, that poor guy.
Oh, no question.
And then his son, did you see that, is going to be, he's an artist.
Yeah, he's an artist. I did not,
with
I
a
did
straw.
Not have that kind of talent.
He uses a straw. Can you say, don't they use straws for
Wait
cocaine? I mean, I was a Los Angeles policeman for about 11 years. I used to arrest people that had straws with cocaine.
Well,
but hey, it's good he's got a different use for it.
Well, listen, at least he's recycling after
That's right.
You know, good for him.
His drug habit was long and hard, as they say.
God bless. I can't even imagine.
It was a tough thing to think
but, you know,
about.
You see all these finances coming across. I said to you as a joke during the break, I said, look, we hear about this stuff all the time, and I hear about how the tax burden for every family now is $612,000 or whatever it is. What does that mean? I can't cut a check for $612,000 if I wait 30 years to do it.
You're going to have to pay that back over your lifetime. So you just take it, divide by 12, divide by the amount of years that you're going to live. That's the amount of money, which means never. You know, your lifetime, my lifetime, we're not that far apart in age. And the idea of this consumer debt or that we have individually, and, oh, by the way, you have to pay back the government debt, there just isn't going to be enough money. Here's what everybody needs to do is you need to plan and prepare for whatever guaranteed income you're receiving, pension, Social Security, whatever it might be. You need to plan for the purchasing power of that to be eaten up. That's inflation, right? 5 years ago, it cost $100 to buy, you know, 4 bags of groceries. This year, you get 3 bags of groceries, right? Whatever
Maybe,
it might be.
Yeah.
There just isn't enough money. So the purchasing power will be eaten up. It was the whole mindset behind raising minimum wage. When you raise the minimum wage, you have a greater amount of money to tax. So it goes through the employee, so from the employer, through the employee, and then to the government. Whether it's payroll tax that goes into Social Security, whether it's income tax that goes to the cities, county, states, or the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the Democrat mind stops. They don't realize that the employer doesn't go, oh, well, shucks, it looks like you got me. It comes from the consumer.
That's right.
And then guess who that consumer is? Well, it's that same employee who earns money, but now the employee goes to the grocery store. They're now my consumer. It comes in the front door. I have to pay more money. It goes to the government in taxes. So it's a circle. It's not a one-way street. And the government reaches in, grabs their piece. And the higher they can make the minimum wage mandatory, the greater amount of payroll tax to fill Social Security, the greater amount of income tax that can go into the bucket to get out of debt. That's how they're going to do it.
You know, people don't realize that, I used to use this as an example because it's so true, is that when they start pushing or forcing a raise in minimum wage, you know, you're talking about that guy that has to drive the truck to deliver your milk to the supermarket, he needs more money now because, you know, now it's costing him more money to operate. When he gets to the store, he's charging them more money. They're charging you more money. Then you have to go to your boss and ask for more money. It never stops. It's a spiral that keeps increasing.
That's right. And when people come to the conclusion that the amount of money that it takes to live is about the same as it was 25 years ago, minus inflation and taxes, you know, a dozen of eggs or a gallon of milk, what are they saying? Now, a gallon of milk in most parts of the country is greater than a gallon of gasoline.
Oh, yeah, that's very true. Except in California, I think. I'm not sure, though. But
yeah, no kidding.
You don't know where ours is going to go. But you know, it's funny you should say that because with a particular family situation we have here, I've been doing a lot more of the shopping, you know, going to the store. And not that my wife never watched it because she did. But I go there and I notice, you know, I buy kind of the same things all the time, you know, replenishing what we're using. And I'm watching the dollars go up and go up and go up. And I remember one day just sitting there looking at the, I wasn't mad. I'm looking at the stuff going, my God, how did we get here in such a relatively short period of time? And the cashier looks at me and says, I know, it's really sad. It's sickening.
If you're going to see automation take place, go to your favorite fast food restaurant. Right, what used to be what we call bookend jobs. Right, a bookend job is for a teenager and for a senior citizen trying to get out of the house, maybe make a little extra money, maybe be more active. Those are the two folks that worked in these bookend jobs.
Yep.
Your department stores. A lot of the folks that worked in fast food restaurants. You're looking at some of these jobs that weren't designed to raise a family.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, the Democrats come along and said, oh, she's a single mom of five children. How can she live on minimum wage? She's not supposed to.
No.
She's supposed to have gotten a job or increased her education or become more valuable. And that's the trade-off. So they're trying to force the value of a hamburger or two, right? You can't flip six more hamburgers because you now make $10 more an hour. So I mean, it doesn't work.
Right.
Oh, look how fast I can go. It's the same hamburger. So they have less people working. They require those people to work harder, and they automate.
Yeah, it is. It's always amazing to me, too, that, the politicians want the vote. They want the people. They want it to happen their way. And it's gonna hurt. It's going to catch up with us, and it's going to hurt us tremendously.
We always say, listen, Joe, if you rob Peter to pay Paul, you're always going to have Paul's support.
That's very true.
He'll
vote
for
you. Quick break. Don't go far. We both believe in capitalism, so we're up for this one. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has signed legislation that will make Juneteenth a federal holiday. Biden thanked members of the Congressional Black Caucus during a press conference.
I'm especially pleased that we showed the nation that we can come together as Democrats and Republicans
to commemorate this day with an overwhelming bipartisan support of the Congress.
Juneteenth is the day in 1865 when Union soldiers reached Galveston, Texas, to tell slaves that were living there they're now free. Carnival says a data breach in March may have exposed personal information from employees and customers. Carnival Cruise Line, Holland America, and Princess Cruises were all affected. That includes social security numbers, passport numbers, dates of birth, and other information. The company had two ransomware attacks last year. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. This is the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, if you're going to go up to MyPillow.com, you still got time. You got time to get Dad something. You've been waiting. Let me tell you what I did. If you go to MyPillow.com, I thought it was only pillows. But when you go up there, they got pillows, they got pillow cases, they have sheets, they have towels, they have blankets, and they have daddy slippers. And you know what I mean. They have daddy slippers up there. I bought a pair. I love them. I'm telling you, people think I'm funning with you, but I'm not. I'm seriously. I wanted a pair of those, you know, the ones that like a little fluffy on the inside to keep your feet warm, comfortable in the whole nine yards. Man, you'd have to fight me for those. Seriously. So, you know, Dad wants one. Your uncle, whoever it is. Some of you guys, just buy a pair for yourselves, seriously. But when you check out, you want to check out with promo code Joe. I can't make it any easier than that. Promo code Joe, and you'll save a few bucks. I'll get a few bucks. Everybody will be happy. Your feet be happy. And you'll help support capitalism and a guy that's supporting the rest of us. Eric Hallaby joins me. He's dedicated his life to protecting people. He was transitioned from his nearly 11 years of service on the LAPD. I'm glad you're not there now. You're glad you're not there now. Helping people protect and preserve their hard-earned assets. And now with Total Financial Solutions. And, Eric, thanks for being with me. I listen to you every week.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
I appreciate it. Thanks. Part of what we do, I guess after I got scammed, right, I was a retired policeman. After a bunch of back surgeries and knee surgeries, they kind of said, oh, sorry, you can't be a policeman anymore. But during that period of time, I got taken, and I thought, wait a second, I'm in my 30s, and I'm a smart guy, and they took most of my money. How do I start over? So that was a hard time for me to kind of figure out what happened. So I went back to school, and I was 25, well, actually June 6 was 25 years now. So it was an exciting time in my life to rebuild, because a big part of it was this period of time that I had to learn why I got taken. Like, what was the problem?
Right.
I'm the smart guy. So where this really starts to change, I think, for most of you, is to learn how do you protect your money? How do you build two or three or four sources of income in retirement? I don't like you to have just one source of income. Look, the idea of going to work 37 years, retiring at 65, collecting Social Security, statistically you died 2 years later, 3 years later. So they said, oh, yeah, we'll give this to you for the rest of your life, no problem. Surprise, people are working, not only working, but living much, much longer.
Yep.
So 65 now becomes age 70, 72. You're not going to even really need Social Security or begin taking it out until you're at least age 70 for a lot of people. But what if you didn't plan? What if you didn't prepare? What if you were not somebody who was in a position to have started to save for whatever reason? Layoff, sickness, divorce, just the economy in general. So here's how I want to give you guys a little bit of a strategy, some things that we teach our clients. Number one, every single paycheck, you need to save something. Now, I know this isn't new. You guys have heard this before. This is not like surprise. This is something very straightforward. You receive a paycheck, you save. Now, if you can do it through your company and they do a match, which means you put in money and they put in money, I like it. It's free money. Take it. You don't leave all of these little retirement accounts behind when you leave your job. A lot of people will have 5, 6, even 10 different jobs over their career, over their lifetime. Consolidate those into a traditional IRA. Just move it over, move it over. So you'll start to build and accumulate a good sense of what you have for retirement. Well, maybe it's going to be $100, $200, maybe $500,000 or more. So the purpose of that is to take advantage of the system. Every day you make a pay, you create income, you drop some into the retirement account. It's a good way to go. But here's another thing that I want you to focus on. If your goal is to retire into a higher tax state, like California or New Jersey, like states such as New York or Illinois, you need to understand those states are not going to get less taxes later. So I want you to start thinking about a couple of things. One of those is simple. What about a Roth IRA or a Roth 401k? R-O-T-H. That's where you should be putting your money. You're, of course, going to meet with your tax provider. But look, you guys, you're going to have to take... You call yourself a capitalist, unless you're one of the lefty spies that are listening. You call yourself a capitalist. Take care of yourself. I understand you put into Social Security. You deserve it, whatever. But the more you count on them, the more you are that guy who says, hello, mister, may I have another? And you know, little Timmy, you put your hands out.
Yeah.
The more you're that person, the more control they're going to have over you. We see it. And every time there's another advertisement and they want to pass a bond measure or something, they're going to say it's for the children.
Yep.
It's for old people. They're going to take your Social Security check. It's always going to do that. The left uses fear to direct your income, your financial life. That's what they do. It's the only way they can do it.
Well, they use fear to direct everything, pretty much.
You have to always be outraged about something. Your life on the left is always about being upset about something. You have to have this ongoing stream of anger. It's the only way to control you.
So, Eric, you know, again, we're looking at higher taxes coming down. There's no way around it. With all the things that Joey B. wants to put in place, you're not going to get away with this. And there's a lot of people that took financial hits over the last 18 months, and not just the last 18 months. You know, people didn't totally come back from 09, you know, still trying to put their lives together. Some of those businesses that closed, people were starting their careers all over again. And I see that happening now where businesses are gone. What are we, 70% of the restaurants across the country are never going to reopen again. And people's life savings went into those.
So, you know, every time we see a business close, my wife and I look at it and we feel so bad. I've been with others that kind of laugh and goes, oh, that same place can't hold a restaurant or can't hold a store. You know, they might chuckle or they might just kind of comment on it. We feel it so deeply. As lifelong entrepreneurs, I know how difficult it is to run that course of putting your life savings. There's no such thing as, you know, 8 hours, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Juneteenth is your vacation day, whatever that is, right? You let somebody else decide when you're going to retire, what that looks like. Somebody else decides your success, your paycheck. We weren't into that. We said we're going to create wealth on our own. Now, what that does, just so you know, is when we look around and we see this lifelong version of a change, right, of a reset, as they call it.
Right.
And you've always wanted to be in the restaurant industry, this might be the time to go. You could pick up a store, you could pick up a bar or a restaurant or tapas or any one of those kinds of places. If that was your dream, flip it upside down and say now's the time to get in and to buy the equipment at a discount, to go in and to take a look at running your own business. Maybe that's the idea.
Yeah. I feel, again, being business owners, and you too, I was talking about this the other day. You know, all these people come in and say, I want to have, you owe me, I need to have, you need to pay me this, we're in a bad way. And I go, you know what? The owners of that business, especially if it's a mom-and-pop business, probably either put up their savings, put up their house to get that thing rolling, to get it rolling right. They put all that money up front. Number two is they're not cashing their checks every week. I can guarantee you that. There's plenty of times where Tammy and my check sat in the drawer for 4, 5, 6 weeks before we had enough to cash it because you had to make sure the families that worked for you were taken care of. And, you know, a lot of these people now are having to come back from that. So, you know, when you, it's easy to talk about wealth. It's easy to talk about growing your money. But what if you're kind of starting all over again? How do I grow my money?
Well, it's going to take the one thing that you have. If you don't have a lot of money, you need to have a lot of time. So I think you have to get rid of this concept of Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, or you don't understand how tired I am. I never understood. What do you mean how tired you are? Of course you're going to be tired. You have to be tired because you have to work. So what's the concept in your mind of sitting around, you know, after 6 p.m. at night collecting a paycheck? It doesn't happen. So what I used to do is I had two jobs, and then sometimes I had three jobs. Because when I lost my life savings and I had to go back to work as a wounded, injured, you know, retired policeman, my whole pension was, you know, $1,500 a month, and I had a wife and two kids at the time, how am I supposed to live? It wasn't even my mortgage payment.
Right.
Gratefully, we had a little bit of money saved, just in savings. I lost our investment. I had to go back to work, two and three jobs, sleeping in my car. Wow. I mean, it wasn't because I didn't have a house. It's because I could sleep close to the next job, and I could work that extra 1 hour. And if you did that 1 hour on both jobs, that's 2 hours times 7 days a week. That's 14 hours. And I made on average about $15 an hour. So if you do the math, by the time I put $150, $160 in my pocket, four weeks out, that's $600. I mean, you've got to think. You have time. You work for that time.
Yeah, and people usually run in a fear mode, like, oh, my God, what am I going to do now? So anyway, we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. Eric and I will return in just a few minutes.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Never mind, dear. Chin up. That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. It was a real battle. GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, I head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. You can also not go... You hear me? Don't go to that place that hates your guts. You know, it's called Starbucks. Yeah, I can say it because I don't think anybody has them on the station as a, you know, as a sponsor. So don't go to Starbucks. Send me your $5. That coffee's too expensive anyhow, and it's not that great. You know what I mean? Go to the mom and pop shop in your local community. They love to see you there. It's usually good coffee, not that stuff. You can't get like Haka Macchiatos or whatever with the extra whipped cream, but you can get a good cup of coffee, and you're supporting a local business who is probably paying taxes that support your local school and places like that. So, you know, let's try to think globally for your neighborhood. How's that? Not globally. I don't want to feed people. Forgive me, but I don't want to feed people in Sweden. Or any place like that. They got their own economy. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Arif Halaby joins me, and I should have him on the show more often because I tell you what, you guys, when we talk about money, when we talk about finances and what's going on in the world, I love these commercials. I won't talk about the ones on our network because I know better, but, you know, I watch TV over my shoulder. I hear about gold and silver, and I'm surprised I haven't heard about platinum or bronze yet. and everybody wants you to buy in. And the financial experts, the guys that aren't, what do I call them, carnival barkers, they're always telling you, look, you break up your money. You got real estate, stocks and bonds, you know, precious metals, and cash hidden under your mattress. You know, that's what they usually tell you to do. And it seems to make sense to me, but I'm not the expert. That's why I bring Arif on. He's the expert. So if it goes sideways, it's his fault. Arif, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time.
Well, thanks for having me. Listen, I always want you to have a variety of assets. I guess unlike any or many other financial professionals, I want you to be diversified. And I know I'm going to hurt some of my friends' feelings here for a minute, but that's okay. Let's be clear for a minute. If anybody, we're going to play pretend and call it a mechanic. If any mechanic says, I am an expert, I can fix your tires, I'm going to rotate them, I'm going to put the new ones on, they're going to be great. I'm going to be able to do your transmission. Oh, nobody can do your transmission like me. I can put brakes on your car and fix your windshield wipers. If anybody says they are an expert in everything, and by the way, not just Japanese cars or German cars, but every single car ever made, you would say that person's probably not truthful. But any financial professional that comes to you and says, I can do stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ticks, REITs, fleas, variable annuities, fixed annuities, life insurance, I can do gold and silver, and you, many of you guys trust that person. You say, well, that's the person I want to manage. You guys, let's think about it for a minute. Their job is not to be great at everything. It's impossible. So you find that means the responsibility goes to you. You have to find something that somebody that's good at something, and then maybe they're great at it. Which means you're going to turn around and you're going to say, I want somebody who's great at safety. I want somebody who's great at risk. I want somebody who understands gold. I'm going to go to a gold or a metals person. I'm not going to ask a guy who is a good stockbroker what he or she thinks about gold. The reason I share this with you is because so many people come to me and they have the same financial professional on every single risk product that they have. And come on, guys. Because here's what takes place in your life. You're going to have to make decisions and you're going to have to get a little bit more involved. And that's the scary part, because it used to be you'd go to work. You'd be a journey. Listen, the reason there's a 30-year mortgage, a lot of you don't know this, 30-year mortgages came about. Why not 25 or 27 or 36?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Right? So here's why. Because you would graduate high school at 18, maybe drop out at 16 as a young man. You would work your tail off. You would become what's called an apprentice. That means for 3, 4, 5 years, you were picking up, you know, scraps and dirt and doing the worst part of the labor. And then you would start training to become a journeyman. And then after a period of time, you'd be a journeyman. Then you'd have to save money. As a young man, it might take you 2 or 3 or 6 or 8 years. So right about that time, you're between age 28 and 30. That's when most men were ready to marry. Because you would never go marry somebody if you didn't have a place to live or home or 40 acres and a mule or whatever it was that you were trying to do. So you'd go and find your 18 or 15 or 17-year-old young lady, and you would marry. And then 30 years later, you're age 60, because you never moved from house to house to house. That's not what people did. You had one house, and you paid it off. And the reason you would struggle and fight and do everything you could to pay off that house is because interest rates were 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10%. So of course you would pay off that house. I'm not saying today don't pay off the house. I'm saying it's not the same. Your parents that or uncles or aunts that said, pay off your house, are thinking under the mindset that the home is a 6 or an 8 or 10% loan. It's not. It's almost free money now. Yeah. So just be a part of that and understand that it might not always be the same thought process.
So I know you're not, I won't hold you to this, you're like a real estate expert, if you would, but when you look at what's going on now, people, I mean, it's sad, but people are losing homes. Giving them up.
We're starting to see it.
And, you have to, because I'm reading some of the numbers for foreclosures or houses that are in default, that kind of thing. And you're looking at this and you're saying to yourself, you know, is this really a time to pick up a home? Do we really know what's going to happen? People are talking about a bubble, a no bubble. You saw what happened to the stock market the last few days. People don't realize how all these financial issues are really, truly tied together from, you know, when you see that new homes are not set. The request for new homes is up, but they're not selling as much as they expected them to. Where we live, you know, right around the corner from me, they homes start in the low 600s. And I'm thinking, sweet Jesus, if you're a new family,
could have mine.
You know, I mean, yeah, I mean, seriously, I mean, I don't know how these people are going to be able to afford this and do this. But I know it's a real generic conversation, but really, we're coming out of a real financial issue here.
And here's what takes place. I want you to have, look, it depends on who you talk to. I want you to never sell your home, your property. I want you to buy a rental property, then a rental property.
Now you sound like my dad, but go ahead.
Yeah, because part of your wealth accumulation is going to become real estate. Now, my daughter lives in the South in Mississippi, and she went to school there. And you can buy a house 10 years ago for about the same price as you would buy the house today. 5 years ago, it's about the same today. Your homes don't appreciate in some parts of the country as much as they do in, you know, Miami or New York or L.A., where you start to see this incline that's pretty hardcore. You don't see that here. So what do you see instead? If you're going to buy a house and you're going to live in it, it's an expense. The home you live in is not an asset. Robert Kiyosaki doesn't advertise on the show, but he's one of my favorite guys. He says it very simply. An asset is something that feeds you. So as you start to see the economy changing, you have to be bad debt free. Not debt free, but I mean, it's like saying, hey, I want to lose weight, or do you know it rained today? Of course it rained somewhere today. But I want you to get rid of bad debt. By getting rid of bad debt, when the economy changes, when things go south, when things are really bad, guess what? You're not at risk. You're safer. You're cleaner. You're stronger. Financially speaking, you're willing or able to, you know, to ride out some of this crazy time.
Eric, you know, I'm looking at the interest rates, and mine is extremely low. I'm sure yours as well. But as the economy, quote unquote, starts to come back, because they're talking about how it's coming back and all this, I've heard rumor that you're going to see the mortgage rates start to bump up now.
Absolutely, I think they're going to. I don't even think that's a question. If you have not refinanced your home, then you might want to consider it very soon. And then I would say consider not paying it off. I mean, I know how hard this is because it's the opposite of what you were taught. But if it's 2.5% or 3.5% money, when you add inflation and tax write-offs, folks, that's free money. I know now that doesn't make a lot of sense, but it's basically free. So I want you to have investments, retirement accounts, real estate, gold, whatever it is that you're trying to build your financial life, diversify. Have pieces and parts of different things. Build your wealth so that you're not tied or stuck to a corporation's pension plan, so you're not stuck to some government program. You said, I said, we're capitalists, we're conservatives, we don't want the government in our life. Think twice. Think twice of running around and asking for more free money from them on the next bailout plan, because that's where most people go.
Well, they did what I had heard they were going to do, which is they forgave a lot of the original debt, the original PPP loans, pretty much wiped them all out. The second iteration back around, they're next to nothing. They're 1% loans. I even hear there's a program now that where whatever payroll taxes you've paid over the last 12 months, you could actually get those back from the government.
Here's the problem, Joe.
I don't know how they're going to pay all this back.
Look, if they're going to forgive this payroll tax, if they're going down that road, realize that's pulling from Social Security.
Oh, yeah.
Where Social Security was already struggling at age 2035, the struggle, there just isn't enough money.
All right, real quick, how can I get a hold of you if they want more of this great stage information?
Hey, give me a call, 888-99-RETIRE. That's 888-997-3847. 888-99-RETIRE.
And don't call me because I won't be here. All right, this is it. We're done. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. We're here every day. I'd be blessed if you'd be with us every day. Remember, just joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.